The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ooh, the mafia stare down. Very good, Michael. We're here to negotiate. Do you have anything else you might like?
I want a flying pony.
I want a flying pony too, Michael, but they don't exist.
Then I want a regular pony, and I want to name him Nelson.
How about a PlayStation 3 and we name him Nelson?
Keep talking.
Well, with the exam season upon us, many parents are going to be encouraging their kids to study by bribing them with something nice if they get good results. So how far is too far when it comes to bribing our kids? Here to discuss with me is freelance journalist Niamh O'Reilly and Adrian Barry from Off the Ball. Niamh, Adrian, good morning. Niamh, let me start with you. Is this something that you would ever do? Would you bribe a child to get them to do what you want them to do?
Well, I think despite probably what every, you know, parenting expert and child psychologist would tell you, I think all parents have done this at some point in their lives, because we've all had toddlers and trying to talk down a toddler sometimes. I mean, you'd want to be, you know, a hostage negotiator to sort of deal with toddler meltdowns and mood changes and things. And I would hold my hands up and say, yes, I have done this. When my now 8-year-old was a toddler and he first started to learn how to walk, I couldn't leave the house without having a backup packet of buttons in my bag, because there were many times I had to bribe him to leave somewhere because he just learned to walk and he was off and he was walking around the place, loved it, wouldn't hold my hand, wouldn't sit his little baby butt in the pram. So at times the chips were down and I had to just say, you know, please come over here and you can have some buttons. And I'm telling you, it worked a treat.
Did you abandon that tactic as he aged, or is there now an older equivalent of buttons?
I still have some chocolate in my bag, which I will use if things get really bad. No, but like, this didn't set up kind of an awful chain of events where now he's, you know, a terrible kid and has awful, you know, behavior. He's eight years old and he's actually great. He's lovely. He's really well behaved, lovely little guy. So this, you know, contrary to probably what parenting experts would tell you, this didn't set him up for, you know, being a really awful kid as he got older. I think, you know, toddlers in particular are very, you know, they're emotional and you can't really reason with them, and that's totally normal. But as your kids get older, you can kind of reason with them a little bit more and talk things out, and maybe you don't have to resort to the old swinging a packet of buttons in front of them to get them to do what you want. So I would see probably bribery as something I would do less now that my children are getting, you know, a little bit older and out of that kind of unreasonable stage.
A text to say it's not bribery, it's a performance-related bonus. We all get them in our workplace. Why not incentivize our kids to do better? Adrian, what about you? Do you provide, performance-related bonuses to your children?
Anton, I'm just delighted to hear Niamh talk about, you know, my kids are 8, 6 and 3, that there is a stage where they become more reasonable. This is fantastic news. So as my main takeaway from this point, like, is parenting not just only about bribery? Is that not the absolute essence to everything here? And look, again, I'm operating on limited experience of the last 8 years, but like, it feels like there's a kind of a rite of passage, particularly at the age that maybe my kids are at the minute, you know, that the rite of passage of doing chores around the house that we've all been through, you know, the right of the parent to ask for them to be done, the right of the kid to throw a strop about it, you know, act like they're the most oppressed person on the planet and endlessly moan about it. And then the right of the parent to threaten the removal of devices and treats and whatever else might come down the track. So, like, bribery is a very broad term, I think, Anton, that certainly applies to a lot of activity around this house.
There's text to say there's not much difference between a treat and a threat. The first is, if you tidy your room, you'll get something nice. The second is, if you don't tidy your room, you get nothing, not even dinner. Both give the same results. Would that be your view, Adrian?
Well, I think that there's a delineation of bribery, right? Like, you bring up housework there. I think that there's the things that you need to engage, let's say, DOGE for the Department of Government Efficiency needs to come in and get things sorted out. And there's the things that you can be a bit more flahoolic about. Like, for me, the non-negotiables that would have to be done with no promise of reward are stuff like homework. Like, there can't be any room for negotiation on that. If you've reached, like, you've reached a worrying state, if you're paying or bribing your kids to do their homework, right, it's already too late. But maybe there's a caveat around the Leaving Cert that we might come back to. I think, you know, looking after their own corner, Anton. I think, like, you know, making the bed, setting the table, bringing their dishes to the sink, non-negotiables, no rewards for that. And anything generally to do with keeping themselves or their stuff clean and tidy, there shouldn't be any conversation about that. I think where it starts to come in, let's call it bribery, you know, pocket money, whatever way you want to word it, housework, you know, hoovering, garden work, any of that kind of heavy lifting stuff. Interestingly, we're in the middle of our mini All-Irelands here at our local GAA club, and I asked a 6-year-old the other day how she was getting on. She'd played a blinding game, scored a couple of goals, and she was a bit disappointed. And I said, how did she get on? And she said, oh, like, I only got 2 goals. And I was like, that was brilliant, and you'd played very well elsewhere. Yeah, but Dad told me I was getting €3 if I got 5 goals. You know, so you can apply this stuff wherever you like.
What about the research, Niamh, that suggests that if you reward a behaviour counterintuitively, what you actually achieve is the end of that behaviour?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of research around kind of this and bribing kids, and that, you know, you're sort of rewarding negative behaviour. I think in my experience, that doesn't actually ring true. Like I said, I bring you back to the example of when my kid was a toddler and I had to bribe them regularly, you know, to do this or that.
But could you not make an argument that what happened there was your toddler trained you that buttons were required for them not to misbehave?
Buttons were required, but it was only when the chips were down. But what I'm trying to say is it didn't ring true as he got older. He's not some kind of buttons monster who now won't do anything unless he gets, you know, some kind of reward or I retort to the bride. So I don't think, you know, a lot of this sort of research and a lot of these experts will tell you things, but I often wonder, have these people actually met children or lived with children or, you know, lived in the real world? And also, who amongst us doesn't sort of thrive on little treat culture? Like, you know, after, you know, I hang up here, I'll probably go off and, you know, treat myself to a little vanilla latte. You know, after we do a little bit of work, we say, do you know what? I'll have a little treat. Or it's been a tough week, I'll have a little treat. It's been a good week, I'll have a little treat. It's Friday, I'll have a little treat. Life is sort of built on we do something and then we try and get something nice. And that isn't always the case. And I think certainly with children, you do also have to instill in them that sometimes you do something and there is no carrot at the end of it. You do something because it has to be done, or you do something sometimes because it's the right thing to do or it's a good thing to do. So there's a balance, like everything in parenthood. I think a little bit of bribery is absolutely fine, and you shouldn't beat yourself up over it if you have had to resort to the old buttons or jellies or whatever it is.
A text suggesting that the level of bribe is important. Someone's saying €3 for 5 goals, hardly worth our while. Another, I agree with Adrian, parenting is just one long life bribe, whether you are keeping them quiet in a restaurant with a tablet or giving them treats to calm down. You said, Adrian, that you thought there should be a dispensation in respect of the leaving cert, did you?
Possibly. That would be the one area that I would say, like, it, before that, in terms of, now I'm talking about homework / study exams, I think anything before that in terms of bribing them, the exam isn't worth it, right? So don't get too deep in that. Like, don't set that precedent, the buttons precedent, Anton, let's call it. I don't think it's worth it, and they're too young. And anything post-leaving cert, like, at that stage, they should have enough cop on, you know, 19, 20, 21, they're studying university, college, whatever it might be, that they should get it. This is worthwhile and I don't need a bribe for it. But I think the leaving cert, with its many, many faults, it being a memory exam being the prime one, is probably the one where you might sort of try to incentivize a little bit. And I was definitely somebody who needed a bit of that, although I didn't end up getting a car or anything close to it, Anton, as I scraped through my own leaving cert back in the day. But I think it probably is the one area. I do hear this chat about cars and stuff like that. Listen, every family is different.
Cars?
Yeah. Have you not heard this phenomenon of people...
For the leaving?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you get the great, you know, the course that you need, course that you want in Galway, wherever it might be, and we'll get you a car for this thing. Listen, you want to have the means to be able to do that. But yeah, you've often heard stories like that about extravagant rewards / bribes.
Now, what about the possibility of the reward being that those who love you and whom you love are proud of you? Am I naive?
Yeah. Does that work for you, Niamh, when you're sitting down with the toddler to say, listen, could you stop having this tantrum? We love you so much. Come on.
Because toddlers, if your leg was hanging off and you were lying down in the kitchen pouring blood, your toddler would still go over to you and say, Mummy, can I have a sandwich with the cuss cuddle? So they don't, toddlers don't care, and nor should they. They're toddlers. Like, they have absolutely, you know, they have no sense of reason. They're walking little bags of emotion, and that's totally fine. So that pack will not work with young kids. But I do think as your kids get older, a little bit of that is okay to try and bring into things. But also you have to think about, you know, would you buy that? You know what I mean? Like, and as I said, I go back to little treat culture. There's nothing wrong with kind of, you know, rewarding oneself for doing something. And I think if your kids see you doing that, they'll think, well, hey, why can't I get a little treat for doing X, Y, Z? And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Where do you stand then on drawing the line, Niamh? Because presumably the like the legalization of drugs, the slippery slope argument applies that if you start giving treats for one behavior, before you know it, you're giving treats for everything that they should be doing anyway.
I know. And there is certainly a slippery slope element in that. And I think as your children get out of that kind of unreasonable toddler stage, like mine are 5 and 8. So as I said, my 8-year-old, there's definitely wriggle room there. There's negotiation with him. But with my 5-year-old, you know, he's not the most reasonable of little people sometimes. So there are times when I'm still, you know, maybe bribing him or setting up kind of reward systems. But I do think you have to try and wean yourself off that a little bit and sort of take the hit that there might be a meltdown or they might be annoyed or they might be grumpy. And there's a lesson in that, I suppose, somewhere in that, you know, in life, we don't always get little treats or rewards for everything that we do, you know. And I think the housework one is a great example. I would never pay my kids or give them a reward for making their bed or bringing their plates over or, you know, feeding the dog or little things like that. Those are things we all have to do to make life happen, to get the show on the road. And I think it's important to let them know that as well.
Niamh, thank you very much. Likewise, thank you to Adrian. That is Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, and Adrian Barry from Off the Ball. Text to say, my kids see right through my threats. As much as they are well-intentioned, I never follow through on them. Another, we always gave our kids pocket money and treats in return for chores, help around the house, helping nanny, etc. At least after they turned 6, it gave them a good understanding of work.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.